podcast, Sora 2 Ultimate Guide to Pro Videos. Alex, hey everyone. Welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. I'm Alex Rivera, and today we're diving into something really exciting. Absolutely, I can't wait to hear about it. What are we talking about today, Alex? We're talking about Sora 2, the new AI video generator that's taking the content creation world by storm. Seriously, this tool is a game changer for anyone looking to make professional videos without needing a full camera crew. Oh wow, that sounds interesting. So, what makes Sora 2 stand out from other video creation tools? Alex, great question. First off, it generates 4K video at 60 frames per second for up to a minute long. That's some serious processing power, but you need to understand how to use it effectively, or you might find yourself running into a wall of glitches. Glitches? Like what kind of glitches? Well, sometimes if you don't specify what you want, it can produce bizarre results. For instance, a coffee cup might just float away instead of falling. It's about understanding how to prompt it properly. So it's not just magic, you actually have to know what you're doing? Exactly. Think of it like being a director. You need to provide clear directions. If you say, "Show me a cat," that's way too vague. Instead, try saying something like a fluffy orange cat sitting on a windowsill with sunlight streaming in. The more detail, the better the output. That makes sense. So, is this tool accessible for beginners, or is it more for seasoned pros? It's very accessible. You don't need a $50,000 camera anymore, just a decent internet connection and your creativity. But you need to be patient and willing to learn. It's a tool, not a magic wand. Got it. What about the physics part you mentioned? How does Sora 2 handle that? Oh, that's one of the coolest advancements. The physics engine in Sora 2 has improved significantly. For instance, if you wanted a car splashing through a puddle, it can now simulate that much more realistically than before. So if it understands physics better, does that mean it can actually create good action sequences? Most of the time, yes. But it's not flawless. I tested a car chase and sometimes the cars would merge into each other like ghosts, but when it gets it right, it's really impressive. Wow, that's kind of wild. So what's the secret to getting the best results? Be hyper-specific. The more details you provide, like the type of car, weather conditions, and even the atmosphere, the better your video will turn out. I love that. So, let's say I want to try Sora 2 myself. How'd I get started? Getting started is fairly straightforward. Just create a job with clear prompts, and once you have your clip, you might want to do some post-editing, like color correction. The raw output often has this AI sheen that feels a bit too perfect. That makes sense. And I imagine pricing is a factor too, right? How much does it cost? Right. There's a free tier for testing, but it's really limited to short clips. The plus tier is about $20 a month, which gives you more flexibility and higher quality. For serious creators, it's pretty affordable. And what about enterprise users? How do they fit in? Alex, for those needing a lot of content, it can get pricey. It's around 5 cents per second for bulk generation, which can add up, especially for longer videos. But the ROI can be worth it. Just look at how Nike used it to cut their production time drastically. Oh wow, what kind of results did they see? They went from 6 weeks down to just 9 days, resulting in a 4.2x ROI. That's massive. Incredible. But you mentioned glitches earlier. Can you talk about those? Sure. One common issue is stitching failures, where extending clips can lead to bizarre changes in lighting or character outfits. Another is the floating object syndrome, where things look like they're hovering in midair. Yikes. Sounds frustrating. How do you fix those problems? A good tip is to crop out the offending parts or overlay graphics in post-production instead of trying to fix them with another prompt. Sometimes you just have to work around it. Gotcha. I'm really interested in how all of this applies to future trends in video marketing. Absolutely. Sora 2 is shaping up to capture a significant share of the market. With video marketing booming, many businesses are prioritizing high-quality video content, which means tools like Sora 2 will be essential. I can see that. So is Sora 2 worth the hype? For most people, yes, especially if you're an AI enthusiast or a content creator. Just keep in mind, it's powerful, but it's not perfect. You still need your creative touch. That's a solid takeaway. So what's your final thought on using Sora 2? Just remember, it's about learning the quirks and leveraging its capabilities. Dive in, experiment, and you might be surprised by what you can create. Well said. So to wrap things up, Sora 2 really has the potential to change how we create video content, especially with all the advancements in AI. Exactly. Thanks for joining us today, and as always, keep checking the oil on your render farm. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.